Well, so this is an access to information request that we have filed to the National Communications Authority. And basically, what we are seeking is information that would ensure that we are able to make things in terms of frequency management in the country very transparent. In 2018, 2019, a number of radio stations were shut for failure to renew their authorization. Since then, there have been debates about whether it was a fair process or it was a process that led to victimizing some radio stations that were known to be aligned to opposition parties. So the first thing we are requesting for is a full list of the stations that were shut down, their owners and their locations. And then we are also asking for the full list of currently authorized FM radio stations in the country, as well as television radio stations in the country.
Now, if I may ask you, Brahima, what will you do or what will your organization do with this list that you've requested from the NCA?
First of all, the full list in terms of the radio stations that were shut down would enable us to know indeed it was a process that was transparent, it was a process that was fair, and indeed all stations that were not renewed at the time were shut down. Second is in terms of the currently authorized FM stations, we have gone through the database of the NCA, and what we are seeing is that there are a number of radio stations that can't find their last date of authorization, even though you can also see others where you have the last dates of authorization indicated. And so one is left with an interpretation that, well, those things with no authorization, new renewed authorization dates indicated, may not have renewed. I raised it with an official of the NCA. Subsequently, the database was tweaked. And so we want them to produce to us the full list of authorized FM stations. We know whether those that are on air are all authorized in terms of stations that have fulfilled their renewal mandate.
Now, officials or the National Communication have the view that those radio stations that were shut down failed to meet certain basic requirements of them needed for them to be operational in Ghana. Flouting that law or rule or perhaps procedure could come as a result of them getting shut down. What do you say to that? Because they rejected criticisms that the shutdown were politically motivated, since it appears that those radio stations shut down were linked to the main opposition party.
Well, so when the exercise was carried out, we raised a number of concerns in terms of their own database at the time. And we saw a number of radio stations that their own database indicated had not renewed their authorization. And those stations included stations that were well known to be aligned to the government. And so we challenged them at the time to say, well, if you are saying it was a fair exercise and a transparent exercise, why don't you just publicize the name of all the stations that have been shut down? Because at the time, there were over 100 stations that were said to have flouted their authorization requirement and therefore were going to be shut down. And since then, we have constantly requested for the full list and we are constantly denied, except that they tell us, look, it was a transparent process, no station was victimized, and so on and so forth. And that is why we think it's important that we now use the law, the RTI law, to demand the full list so that we can all know it. The entire country, everybody will know, okay, these are the 100 stations that were shut down. The stations belong to A, B, C, D, E, and we can identify this as a pro-government person, that as an opposition person, so that we all settle our minds in terms of the transparency of the process.
Now, Brahima, when do you expect the NTA to respond? And I've also heard reports that the shutdown of these radio stations perhaps undermines the constitution, which stipulates free speech and freedom of association, among other things. Although some people are saying it might not necessarily be so. So when you get this information, what's next?
Per the RTI law, we are supposed to receive feedback from them within 14 days of our request. We presented the request yesterday. They've acknowledged receipt. And so we're looking forward to, within the next 14 days, receiving the information from them. Once we receive the information, we would analyze it and present it to let Ghanaians know the full details of the stations that were shut down. And of course, if there are any gaps, then the NCA would then explain to people why some stations that had not fulfilled their authorization requirements were shut down, whilst others were not shut down, what the reasons were. And of course, the bit about free speech, indeed, if it was done discriminatorily in terms of shutting down pro-opposition media houses and leaving pro-government media houses, that certainly undermines freedom of speech within a democratic environment.